What's up, y'all? And welcome to the Living in Pursuit podcast. I am your host, Drea, and I share my experiences while pursuing the constant unveiling of my purpose and journey. Chasing after God and what He has for us is our number one goal here at the Living in Pursuit podcast. So join us as we uncover God's instructions with faith, boldness, and determination. Let's go. What's up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea, and we are back with another fulfilling, prosperous, necessary podcast episode. Y'all, sometimes I feel like I'm doing the church announcements. Like, I really feel like, thank you for joining us today. We are the church where Jesus is truly Lord. The gospel is faithfully practiced. Sinners come in and witnesses go out. Like, I really feel like I'm doing the church announcements sometimes, but we are back. I am feeling good. I dove into some word this weekend. I watched a couple of sermons, and I'm just going to share with you guys what God has just deposited into my spirit. And before we get into the episode, I do want to just shout out everyone who left a review, a rating. Shout out to everyone who has been DMing me, people from all over the world, people from like different states, just telling me what this podcast has been doing for them in their lives and how much they've been enjoying the Living in Pursuit podcast. So if you don't mind, go ahead and leave a review as well as a rating so other people can join the Living in Pursuit family. But look, check this out. I'm not even about to play with y'all. Like, this is the exit strategy. Some of us are about to walk into something. Some doors are about to open. Some things are about to change. And I want to make sure you all keep these steps in mind before it happens. As I'm ministering to you all, I'm also ministering to myself. These are some things that I've learned in my journey of pursuit. These are some things that God has deposited in my spirit just over the course of just believing in Him and walking by faith and not by sight. So we all know that some things only come by prayer and fasting. We know that some things only change when your heart posture is changed. Some doors only open for you when you have the faith to stand at the door. For some of us, if you haven't already experienced spiritual warfare, it's on the way. And I don't mean to scare you when I say that, but this blessing, this prayer, this thing that you've been waiting on is so big that it's not gonna look like God is about to move because of all the foolishness that the devil is trying to throw at you and try to send your way. But whatever God is about to do in your life, it's about to take place, or it is taking place. But listen to me, it's coming. I don't care what it may look like, it's happening. Even when you can't see the Lord moving on your behalf, He's moving. He's already set some things in motion. He ordained you to go through what you're going through. He ordained you to be in the place where you are right now. So don't think that just because this spiritual warfare is going on that God is not in it or He's not involved. The reason you're going through spiritual warfare is because He is in it. The enemy wouldn't even mess with you if something big wasn't about to happen. The enemy wouldn't have even tormented you for so long. He wouldn't have even tempted you for so long, made you depressed and just torment your mind for so long if something big wasn't about to happen, if he didn't know that God was about to bless you. So we're going to get into it. By now, you should have learned how to defeat the enemy. In our past episodes, we've been talking a lot about just the different processes and the different strategies that God has given us. But I feel like this exit strategy ties everything that we've been talking about and learning into one, because this is the strategy that is about to catapult you into the next season. It's like you're about to shoot off like a rocket, like you're about to prepare for takeoff. By now, you should have learned how to trust God. By now, we should have learned how to be patient in the process. By now, we should have learned how to pray strategically. We should have learned how to forgive our enemies, forgive the people that have hurt us. By now, we should have learned some things. And in this exit strategy, we're going to break down what it means to take what we've learned and use it in this next season. So these are some steps that we will have to take and revamp to take to another level before it happens, before that thing happens, before God reveals his promises to you, before you go into a new job, before you go into a new relationship, before you go into a new business endeavor, before you get healed, before you begin to really see what God has for you, before you really begin to see the instructions clearly, the direction clearly. So this is also the confirmation as to why you had to let go of some things. It's confirmation to let you know that what you thought would happen, God has more in store for you. What you wanted to do, who you wanted to marry, what your business plan was going to be. This is confirmation as to why you had to let all of that go. This strategy is the act of fully trusting God and fully allowing him to guide us in this next journey. So, if y'all still following with me, if you ain't already started shouting by now, get it out. Go ahead. Do your thing. Pause me. But number one, the first step is prayer. You have to step your prayer life up, sis. This is the act of expecting an answer. The prayers that you prayed when you were down and out, asking God for healing and change and asking for that thing. When you were in your prayer closet, when you were in your car, just crying out to God. We need to get back to that place, because a lot of these distractions, a lot of these other voices that we've been hearing have been guiding us away from where God is really trying to position us. We haven't been spending as much time in our prayer closet now because of the distractions, because of everything that's been going on. And I've been noticing that this is a cycle that the enemy has kept us in during this whole COVID-19, during this whole quarantine, during this whole Black Lives Matter thing, like everything that's going on in the news and President Trump and things like that. This is a cycle that the enemy has been taking us and tormenting us through. Okay, something good happens, then all of us start going in our prayer closet, thanking God, praising him. Oh God, I know you're going to do stuff. We have our faith up. We have our faith levels up. But then as soon as something happens and the enemy starts to distract us, we start falling off our routines. We start falling off our game. And we just start praying when it's convenient. We start talking to God when it's convenient. We start going to work when it's convenient. Because some of y'all been missing work. I don't know who that's for, but some of y'all been missing work. And this is a cycle and a pattern that the enemy has tried to keep us in. And it's time to go back to the ugly crying, those ugly prayers, those snotty nose, running mouth prayers. Like, seriously. Because if we're asking for something to break, then we have to be willing to come to a place of such submission and such desperation that we're willing to look crazy for it. When you pray, you put God in remembrance of what he said. You put him in remembrance of the scriptures that held you over, that got you through. God, you said in your word that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God, you said in your word that you will protect me from my enemies. God, you said in your word that you will lead me into a good land. The land is already promised. You said that you will lead me through it. God, you said that I would walk through the fire, but I won't get burned. That's the prayer that you got to go back to. Not them, you know, them cute little, thank you God for this day. Protect me from my enemies. Oh yeah, and thank you for food on my table and this and this and that. Like, that's cute. But what are you expecting God to do right now? What have you been waiting for? What have you been desperate about? What have you been expecting change from? It's time to go back. These type of prayers are what you need when, as you go through life, when you are about to go into the next season, because there are some things, there are some people that the enemy is going to again try to send your way. But only this time you're going to be so filled with the Holy Spirit and you're going to be so confident and bold in yourself that your first resort is prayer. Not mouthing off, not falling into temptation, not giving in, not going back to who you were. Like, this is the first resort to everything that's about to come your way in this new season. Y'all got to understand that the enemy does not want us to win. He does not want us to see the promise. And the fact that God is about to reveal the promise to us, God is about to literally bring us up out of some things and show us something new. Oh, the devil mad. Big mad at that. So we have to stay on guard and we have to get our prayer life back up. Some of us stop praying for people that we're believing in God for. Some of us have been lazy on praying for our families. Some of us have been lazy praying for our future husbands. Some of us have been lazy praying for the people around us. Like, do you not understand that these types of prayers or that type of prayer is what can shake and break and can release some things? Those prayers are powerful. Those prayers come with some oomph. Like, for real. And some of us, including myself, we've been lazy on those type of prayers. So I just want y'all to understand how important, this is the first step for a reason, how important those prayers are. These prayers unlocks things. This prayer breaks things, breaks chains off of people, off of you, off of your situation. And the enemy has been trying to knock us off our prayer life. So that's step number one. Step number two is worship. Now, worship, this is your most vulnerable state with God. This is your safe place. This is your secret place. This is a place that no one probably knows where you go. This might be a room. This might be your car. This might be just wherever place that you go. This is your safe place. You ever just had to get in a car and go for a ride and just talk to God and cry out just so you can be alone? You ever just had to go to this place of vulnerability to the point where you're just crying and testifying and showing God thankfulness and gratitude and just really desperate to hear from him? This is what you will go to when you want to show him gratitude. God, I know I've been weak. I know I've been wavering a little bit, but here I am, making those feelings and issues available to you. This is also what you go to when you want to proclaim a change in your life. This is the act of full submission. This is what you will go to when the warfare gets a little heavier. Because this blessing, of course, like we said, is too big to be playing around with. Your faith will be renewed and activated during worship. It will activate something in you that you've never even seen before. God, I ain't never got on my face in worship like this. God, I ain't never listened to these types of songs before. God, I never felt these words so heavily until now, until I got into a place of worship. God, I never heard you so clearly when I started worshiping you. Some people may feel like, oh, well, I don't know how to worship. Worship is literally you putting on some gospel songs that speak to you in your situation. It's a place of encouragement, and you bring those words that are being said into submission. You bring it into your mind, and you really just activate your faith in believing the words that are being spoken. There's this song called No Bondage by, I think, Jubilee Worship. And every single time I hear that song, it reminds me that I am already free from everything that my flesh wants me to do. I'm already free from my past. I'm already free from the sins that I'm going to do. All of my stains are erased. All of the things in my past that tried to hold me down, I'm already free from that. But if we don't worship, if we don't come to a place in worship, and if we don't constantly listen to these types of songs and put those words in our spirits, we're going to allow the enemy to just run rampant and just tell us everything. Let me tell y'all this. The enemy has been after your identity. Look, the enemy has really been after me and trying to make me feel as though I have not been hearing God correctly. He's been making me feel like I'm not what God says I am. He's been on my tail trying to make me feel like, you know, or try to make me feel insecure about my gift and my calling. But when I'm in a place of worship, and when I'm listening to songs like that, and when I'm listening to God, and I'm in a place where I'm submitting my identity to God, I allow him to tell me who I am and to confirm who I am and who he already said I was, who he already said that I'm going to become. My worship music be so loud, it drives the enemy's voice away. Oh, I'm weak? Okay, enemy. Well, I'm about to listen to Tasha Cobbs, Fill Me Up. Well, you know, nobody's encouraging you today. You're weak. Nobody wants to encourage you today. Okay, I'm going to go listen to Donald Lawrence, Encourage Yourself. And I'm going to let God encourage me. I'm going to let the scriptures being said in the words, in the songs, encourage me. I'm going to encourage myself. I'm going to go back to a place where I believed God before, but now I'm believing him again and again and again and again. You know, sometimes when we go through things, we believe God for a season, but then when things start getting so bad, we stop believing him. Or when the enemy comes and torments us so bad, we stop believing in God. Or when somebody comes into our life and tries to be negative towards the things that God has called me to do or called us to do, we stop believing. We start listening to these people. So that's why it's important for you to fill your mind with the word of God. It's important for you to fill your mind with those words in the songs. It's important for you to fill your mind with worship. It's important. That is what's going to be another strategy that you go to when the world starts getting a little heavier again. We cannot forget these strategies. We cannot forget the first steps to breakthrough. These are steps to breakthrough. We cannot forget that, because there's always going to be something else that we need to break through. So if you haven't by now, you need to find you a secret place and stay there. Step number 3, meditation. Memorize your scriptures. This is what you do when you sit in silence. Remember last week, we were talking about how sitting in silence is necessary, how it's important. This is the act of focusing your mind and spirit on one particular thing, the promises of God. The promise that he's giving you. The promises that you've been holding on to all year. The promises that haven't even happened yet, that are about to happen. You should be meditating on this daily. Not some days, not when you're feeling faithful, not when you're feeling good. But this is what you meditate on when you're feeling bad, at your worst, when you're depressed. You remind yourself of what God told you. For us believers, meditating would be just his scriptures. This is the act of drilling something into your mind until you get it. Until every lie of the enemy becomes detectable. until every lie of the enemy can't do anything to you anymore. You just shrug it off and go about your business, God's business. I have some scriptures that I just recently put on sticky notes, and I had put it up in my little workstation. As you all know, I go to school right now. So I'm back in college, and it's been kind of challenging for me because I haven't been in school since 2015. So I have some scriptures up here. I'm gonna share a few of them. And some of these are from the Amplified version of the Bible. Isaiah 55 and 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." That's a reminder to every time you start thinking negatively about something, or every time you start thinking negatively about your situation or about you or about, you know, the things that God is doing in your life. That's a constant reminder to understand what you're thinking is not what God is thinking. What you're doing is not what God is doing. How you're trying to navigate through things, that ain't how he's navigating through things. And the ending part says, declares the Lord. That's a declaration. That's a stamp. That's a period, on period. James 4 and 7, "So humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you." That's a reminder to every time I'm tempted to do something or say something, that I have to resist the devil. I have to humble myself before God and bring those thoughts and bring those ideas and bring that temptation to him. That's a guarantee that when I do such things, the enemy will flee. He will get from around me. He will leave me alone. Philippians 4 and 6, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." That reminds me to stop being in such a rush to do something. That reminds me to not be anxious for anything. Every little thing that bothers me or comes up against me, I take that to God and let him deal with it. He is our fighter. Like, he fights for us. We don't even have to fight these battles. He fights for us. So meditating on these scriptures, sitting in silence, really just listening to the words and letting the words be deposited into your spirit, really believing those words and having faith that these words are God's words, and having faith that whatever I'm reading, whatever I'm drilling into my mind is going to happen. Just like a song, we can memorize a song and get the song down pat, but some of the words that are in those songs may not be conducive to where God is trying to get us. It may not be conducive to the purity that he's calling us to. It may not be conducive to the faith that he needs us to have. But if I'm filling my mind and meditating on these scriptures, I'm doing exactly what he told me to do. I'm doing exactly what he wants me to do, and I'm being obedient. I'm having the faith to go along with what he said already. Meditate. Download the Calm app. Download a meditating app, a biblical, scriptural meditating app. Before you go to sleep, don't even scroll Instagram. Before you go to sleep, don't even watch a movie. Watch a sermon, you know, anything that's talking about the word of God. But sitting in silence when you're about to fall asleep, let those scriptures on these apps just get down into you. Just drill in your mind. That way when you go to sleep and you wake up, you still have these words in your mind. You're not meditating on the wrong things before you go to sleep. Or you're not meditating on the wrong things when you wake up in the morning. I've been reading a lot of comments under like sermon posts and Instagram posts and things like that. And people have been saying, oh, the enemy is trying to come into my dreams now. He's trying to snatch my joy away in my dreams. He's trying to scare me. He's trying to do this. He's trying to do that. And it's happened to me a few times as well, but I can recall that before I go to sleep, I'm either scrolling Instagram, I'm either watching a movie that doesn't have anything to do with the word of God, I'm probably arguing with my baby daddy about something. And doing these things before we go to sleep, it opens the door for the enemy to come and try to play with us. It's opening a door for him to come in and try to sneak into our minds as we're sleeping. So meditation is very, very, very important, and it's necessary. Some of y'all have never meditated before. I just started. But this is definitely a step that we need for the next season in our lives. There's going to be a lot of noise around us. It's going to be a lot of chaos. There's going to be a lot of confusion that's going to try to creep into us. That's why we need to meditate. There's a sermon series that Pastor Torrey Roberts did on the disciplines of spirituality, I think, and their series. And I've only watched the fasting one. I didn't watch the meditation, the prayer, or the worship. I didn't watch any of those, but I found that the titles that he used, these actual titles, are steps. But I just wanted to share my view and what God deposited in me regarding these four steps. The fourth and final step is fasting. Yes, fasting. I know a lot of y'all like to eat. I know I like to eat. I'm hungry right now. Right now, sis. Starving. But fasting is the last and final step that I have for you guys. Fasting is the act of sacrifice. Making your flesh submit to your spirit. Putting a restraint on your flesh's natural desires. This is where you will experience God's power. Who wants to experience the power? Me. I need some power. This is where God will give you his actual strength to endure fasting, to endure what it is that he's about to lead us in. Stop thinking that something, I know a lot of us think that fasting is the act of something being taken away from us, when in actuality, it's replacing what you love with what you need. You need clarity. You need prosperity. You need your mind to be renewed. You need God to speak to you. You need answers. You need all of these things. And fasting is the way that you get these answers. This is another way that you get these answers, to go with prayer and fasting. Fasting is more. It's more of what you've already been doing. So that's more prayer, more Bible time, more sermons, more podcasts, more journaling, more community, more insight, more wisdom. This is what you do while you're fasting. You don't fill your mind up, or you don't fill your time up with what you want to do. You fill your time up with what God instructs you to do. It's a time where you address what you need less of. So during fasting, it's less eating. It's less of doing what your flesh tells you to do. Everything your flesh tells you to buy, you buy. Everything your flesh tells you to say, you say. Everything your flesh tells you to watch, you watch. So instead of watching what you used to watching, and maybe some things that we probably shouldn't be watching, and watch a sermon, watch something that will combat the feelings that come with watching what you're used to watching. Fasting is the act of combating what you're used to, combating the negative. It's combating the desires, the wicked desires of your heart. And I'm not saying eating is wicked. I'm not saying watching TV is wicked. I'm talking about the things that we know we shouldn't be doing. So fasting is the way to submit your flesh to your spirit. This also increases your spirit, though. This also allows your spirit to be renewed. This is what allows your spirit to be built up. As we continue to submit to our flesh and do what our flesh tells us to do in things, we prolong the breakthrough. But fasting does the opposite. It unlocks the breakthrough. It guides you to the breakthrough. I'm going to be honest. I didn't want to fast, again, because I love food, but because I was ignoring fasting so long and so much that I got into a routine of doing what I wanted to do, doing what my flesh wanted to do. Now, it's much needed for me because, you know, I'm on a platform. I'm talking to you guys, of course. I'm being led in this direction to minister and evangelize to people. So fasting is something that God is calling me back to doing. For a while, I wasn't doing it. But he's calling me back to a place of fasting, calling me back to submitting to my spirit, submitting my flesh to my spirit. And you can tell the difference. You can tell the difference when you're walking in flesh and walking in spirit. You can tell the difference. That doesn't mean that you lose your anointing. It doesn't mean that you lose your insight from God and things like that. You know, that's why I'm still able to get on the podcast and tell you guys what God speaks to me. But it's just a way of creating a lifestyle. Yeah, creating a lifestyle for where you're about to go in the future. If we don't get it down pat right now, we're not going to know how to navigate through it when other things come up or when they start coming up. So fasting is definitely a part of this strategy. We have to know how to tell the difference between what our flesh wants and what our spirit needs. We need to be able to discern what God is saying to us properly and what he wants to do in our lives properly. Without fasting, we are not going to be able to walk into the fullness of what he's calling us to do, because those steps are important. We can't walk in our flesh thinking that, oh, everything that God is saying to me right now is what he wants me to do. Without fasting and without submitting to our spirit, we can get in the mindset, like we can get in a hustle mentality and feel like, oh, God must want me to put out more content. God must want me to do more episodes of the podcast instead of doing once a week like he already told me to in the beginning. God must want me to step my business game up. God must want me to do this. He must want me to do that. That's flesh. And I had to recognize that at times. So as we fast and as we bring our hearts and our flesh to submission of the spirit, we'll be able to walk in the spirit and fully understand what God tells us to do. Fasting makes you want to listen to your spirit and not listen to your flesh. Just like right now, I'm sitting in front of a bag of chips right now, and I'm so hungry. The enemy can tempt me and say, oh, you could just have a little piece. It ain't gonna hurt. Oh, you can just, you know, eat it. God ain't gonna be mad at you. He gonna forgive you anyway. But if I don't have that discipline that fasting brings, I am going to open this bag of chips and eat all of its contents inside of it. You know what? Matter of fact, get behind me, Satan. But anyway, I wanted to share this exit strategy with you guys. This is something that God really just allowed me to see, allow me to understand that the previous season, or the season that we're about to come out of, has been nothing but pruning. It has been an area of expertise that God has been giving us. He's been giving us so much insight, so many things to learn, that how dare we go into a new season thinking that, oh, everything about to be peaches and cream. Oh, the promise is about to just be wonderful and great, which it is. But let us not forget that, you know, like we said in the last episode, new levels, new devils. Actually, that wasn't the last episode. Yeah, but y'all know what I'm talking about. New levels, new devils. And we got to be prepared for that. This is the exit strategy. I've been listening to a lot of people say, this is your exodus. This is your exodus. You're about to come out of something. You're about to witness God at his fullness. You are about to really see some things. You are about to really take inventory of what God is about to do in you, the people around you, and people that God is pleased with. We are about to be witnesses to God's glory. We are about to testify so heavily that God is about to be pleased and pleased and pleased with us back to back to back to back. We're going to do nothing but proclaim the word of God. We're going to do nothing but walk in his fullness. We're going to do nothing but carry out the spirit of God in every action and every deed that he calls us to do, period. We are coming out of depression. We are coming out of bondage. We are coming out of these things that we've been held up and tied to for years. We're coming out of it. And I feel it. I've been feeling like that. I've been feeling like that. For those of you who don't know, I was on disability for 4 years, from 2016 after I had my baby until now. I received a letter in the mail the other day. Mind you, this was after I failed my license, my insurance license test again for the third time. The third time. Paying $65 a pop. Okay? But I came home and I received this letter from the disability office saying, we are coming to you telling you that your benefits will end on November 3rd. Like, that will be my last check in November. And instead of me starting to worry about it, instead of me starting to, you know, try to start figuring out, well, how I'm gonna get money, how I'm gonna pay for this, how I'm gonna pay for that, it was an instant reminder of that, oh, God is breaking off some things. God is breaking off some dependencies that I've had for years. He's igniting some more faith. He's igniting more in me to where he takes me next, where he's taking me now. I'm not going to have to depend on money. I'm not going to have to depend on anything that I was depending on. He's breaking these things off. I wasn't even mad. I had already felt like for years that I'm only dependent on this income. And it's not even a lot, but it's what was paying my car note. It was what was paying for just basic necessities. It was paying insurance, like all of that. But now I feel like God is really about to just walk me into something that is going to blow my mind. Everything that I've been praying for, my career endeavors, everything that I've been having visions of, God is about to walk me into that. And one of the first things that he needs to do is break off some dependencies. So as I'm praying at a new level, as I'm worshiping, as I'm meditating, as I'm fasting, the breakthrough is on the way. It's coming. I no longer have to worry and wonder about what's going to happen next. Like, God is about to reveal himself to us. He's about to show himself to us. What we've been praying for, the prayers of the righteous are effective. James 5 and 13, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So while we sitting up here thinking that these prayers aren't doing anything just because we're not seeing any results right now, like, them prayers, they about to come into fruition. Yeah, a lot of things that you've been praying for, a lot of things that you've been thinking about, well, I want to do this in my life, but I don't know if God wants me to do it. Fast. Get your answer. Stop playing with your purpose. Get your answer. When you ask God for something, you will get an answer, but this is the strategy that you need to get that answer. And what you need to get multiple answers in the future. Yeah, a lot of y'all have been worried. A lot of y'all have been anxious for nothing. A lot of y'all have been just praying and praying and praying and praying and thinking that nothing's working. Like, baby, look, they working. They're working. You about to just see some people be healed. Like, you're about to see your calling. You're about to walk in it. You're about to get opportunities. You're just about to have all of these things happen. And you're going to, by prayer, meditating, fasting, and worshiping, you're not even going to doubt what's happening. You're not going to doubt it anymore. You're going to be sure. That's going to be your confirmation. When you do these things, it's going to be your confirmation. Period. So I want to close out with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now asking that you guide us in the way you need us to be guided, Father God. We ask that you speak to us the way you want to speak to us, Father God. Help us not to try to figure out what you sound like, Father God. Help us to not figure out what you're going to say, Father God. Help us to not assume. Help us to not go out of our ways trying to figure it out, Father God. But your strength is made perfect in our weaknesses, Father God. So if we're fasting and we feel weak, Father God, we will proclaim your strength. I am already strengthened in the name of Jesus. I'm already healed in the name of Jesus. Everything that we've been praying and asking for, Father God, you said that you would walk us into a promised land, Father God. The land is already promised, Father God. You said that we will spring forth, Father God. So allow us to do so. Allow us to be obedient to what you tell us to do, Father God. Because when we're fasting, Father God, sometimes we still doubt, Father God. So I ask that you just reveal yourself to us in such a mighty way, Father God. Continue to be with us. Continue to love us and strengthen us and make our crooked path straight, Father God. Yeah, I ask that everyone who is under the sound of my voice just learns you, Father God. They learn from experience, Father God. They don't look at their experiences and think that, oh, God doesn't love me, but they know for sure that God loves them because they're coming into something that you promised them, Father God. That was what we needed to go through. It was necessary, Father God. So help us to understand that this next step, this next season is going to be everything we hoped for. It's going to be everything we've been praying for, Father God. Lead us in the right direction, Father God. Protect us from as much spiritual warfare, Father God. It's going to come, but I ask that you protect us in the midst of it, Father God. Help us to use this strategy, Father God, so that we won't be overtaken by anything, Father God, or anyone, Father God. So right now, I ask that you allow us to see you for what is being done, Father God. I ask that you allow us to hear you correctly, Father God, and help us to walk in the fullness that you've called us to, Father God. I speak blessings over every woman or man that's pursuing the things of God. I speak blessings over their businesses. I speak blessings over their relationships. I speak blessings over their promise, Father God. We know that your word does not return void, Father God. So I know that everything that you promised them from the day they were born till now, Father God, everything will come into fruition, Father God. And we agree and we touch and agree on those things, Father God. We have confidence in those things, Father God, that they will happen. We have faith in those things that they will happen, Father God. All these things that I ask in your name, Father God, continue to bless, walk with us, strengthen us, Father God, on today and here on out. In your name I pray, amen. So yeah, y'all, I'm out. I'm about to go prepare for my blessings. Period. Yeah, this has been a tough season, but oh, she's about to walk out. She's about to walk out of it. Pretty as I don't know what. Like, come on. Some of us about to be pretty, pretty. We about to step our pretty game up. Hello. We about to stop looking like what we've been going through. And we about to be the kingdom citizens that God has called us to be. So, I love y'all. I love what God is doing in this podcast. I love what he's about to do in your life. I love the fact that we just have this access and we just have these instructions given to us by God. I love the fact that he can just talk to us and tell us things. I love that. So, yeah, I love you guys. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you share this podcast. If it's touched you in any way, leave a rating, leave a review, as mentioned before. And just let other people know of the podcast. Like, you see what's happening. You see how you feel right now. It's real over here, okay? And you know what? While you're at it, go ahead and throw in a seed of faith. You can sow your girl a seed. Do what? If you want, you know, no pressure, you know what I'm saying? If the Lord leads you to, you know, I'm not going to be mad about it. But if you want to, sis or bro, the link to do so is in the show notes, okay? So, yeah, I will talk to you guys in my next episode. Bye.